Good morning, and thanks, Madam Chair, and thanks, Tatiana, for inviting me to contribute to the ISAR meeting also this year. Thanks and congratulations for the very interesting and inspiring presentations. I would like to share some reflections about two issues underlined by the questions provided for this agenda item 3. First point, how useful is the GCI for companies with specific reference to SMEs, and how ISAR can further contribute to promote the role of entity reporting for SDGs. We have learned from the cases that the calculation of the KPIs included in the GCI is challenging but generally feasible, in some areas more easily feasible than in others. I want to see the glass half full. I think that the cases provide a very promising picture, especially given that we have been talking a lot about SMEs. At the same time, cases show that there is variation in firms' reporting practices, which poses significant challenges, as it has been underlined, for measurements and especially for standardization and comparability. The observed variation also reflects heterogeneity in firms' business activities, the materiality of these activities, as well as heterogeneity in costs and benefits of providing disclosures. For this reason, the widespread adoption of the GCI could have large payoffs, not only in terms of pushing firms to become more transparent and provide meaningful information for the monitoring of SDGs, but also for creating convergence of disparate reporting practices on sustainability activities that are similar in substance, hence facilitating comparability of sustainability and non-financial information for stakeholders, and reducing boilerplate non-financial information by defining what and how firms have to provide in the form of metrics coherent with the SDG monitoring. Being an academic, I have to quote literature, international accounting literature, which demonstrates that capital market participants have a strong demand for high quality non-financial information linked to SDGs, given the potential performance, risk, and valuation implications, as we just heard also from Ms. Unziger. Other stakeholders and society clearly care about sustainability information in light of the potential externalities of corporate activities. So it would be ideal in many respects to have companies, especially SMEs, to report according to the GCI. However, the key issue I see is how to convince firms to adopt the GCI approach. Why? Because corporate disclosures are costly, in particular for smaller firms. Disclosures have direct and indirect costs. There are different direct costs, including the initial investment, as well as the ongoing cost of operating the system to collect the necessary information to prepare and disseminate the reports. And these costs have fixed components, which can make disclosures particularly onerous for smaller firms. There are also indirect costs to the firm because other parties, such as competitor or labor unions, for example, can use the additional and detailed information provided with the core indicators. These are proprietary costs due to the sensitive nature of the GCI data, not to mention the increase in reputational and litigation risk. So how do you convince companies to adopt the GCI approach? In theory, to have companies implement a certain reporting approach, you can mandate and enforce such framework and put proper legislation and regulatory mechanisms in place. This alternative is hardly feasible in practice for the time being. I agree with what was said yesterday during the introductory session that companies are moving fast, but we're not at this stage yet. We are still in a transition phase. And establishing a common global regulatory mechanisms might take a long time, while there is a clear urgency to push companies to provide information that is useful for SDGs monitoring. Again, the academic literature argues and provides evidence that sustainability and non-financial reporting standards are likely harder to define and enforce than financial accounting standards, particularly with regards to materiality issues. Global standardization and enforcement are difficult also because of the potential interactions of sustainability reporting standards with the characteristics of different institutional settings, as we also heard yesterday and today from the very interesting presentation of case studies around the world. The evidence provided by literature also shows that as long as firms' reporting incentives differ, harmonization of reporting practices is limited, even when the standards are there and well enforced. Standards leave, in any case, substantial discretion, which firms exercise in line with managers' reporting incentives. Also, in the presence of standards, there is room for selective disclosure, misreporting, boilerplate disclosures, and greenwashing. The general takeaway from the above discussion is that there is an alternative way to regulation and enforcement for promoting the GCI that has to do with shaping firms' and managers' incentives. And UNCTAD and forums such as ISAR have potentially a very important role in promoting the GCI by creating awareness of the benefits deriving from the adoption of the GCI, and this will likely contribute to shaping companies and managers' reporting incentives towards reporting practices aligned with the SDGs. For doing so, it's crucial also to promote the visibility of the GCI in initiatives such as, for example, the Corporate Reporting Dialogue and the Better Alignment Project that was mentioned yesterday also by the Chief Strategy Officer of the IRC. For example, I think it's important that the GCI is included in the landscape map they provide, which at the moment compares and reconciles some initiatives such as the International Integrated Reporting Framework, the CDSB framework, the GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards, and so on. The GCI was conceived by leveraging on existing reporting initiatives and to exploit potential synergies among different reporting frameworks. So being on this map could clearly demonstrate the value of the GCI as a reporting approach for companies. I also agree with Mrs. McBrien, the managing director of the CDSB, who said yesterday that sharing the cases we are discussing is also a very powerful way to raise awareness about the GCI, and sharing best practices, creating a repository in different countries would provide a very powerful incentive for SMEs that can understand that the GCI is a feasible approach. Another important and related point I would briefly like to make has to do with training. In the notes prepared by the UNCTAD for this meeting, it's clearly underlined that technical capacity needs to be strengthened. Technical training is fundamental. However, I think that training efforts should not only be focused on how to calculate KPIs according to the GCI approach. Especially for SMEs, it is important to stress that the implementation of the GCI is not just a calculation exercise. In absence of mandatory standards, if we want to shape the reporting incentive of firms and managers, we need to train them on the importance and profound meaning of sustainability reporting in alignment with SDGs, as well as on its related benefits. Companies need to understand that GCI reporting is not a cost, it's rather an investment in the future. And adopting the GCI approach demonstrates a commitment to the SDGs from their management, and it's an investment in the quality of engagement with stakeholders. And GCI reporting should be viewed as a strategic activity concerning long-term prospect, as Mr. Giddens was suggesting before. So training should help companies to understand that adopting the GCI approach is not only beneficial to society, it is also beneficial to them. Thank you.